Pacific Mornings.
On the weekend, Samoa declared a state of emergency in response to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. Samoa has no confirmed case of the virus yet, but given the measles outbreak they endured last year, they're not taking any chances. Tau Talatasi, Dr. John Adams, is a paediatrician in Samoa. He works at the Vitelli Village Clinic. He worked on the front line during the measles epidemic and is already making sure his patients are informed and ready for COVID-19. He spoke to Talia Olatia about the measures he's taking in his clinics, and Talia started by asking, as a doctor, how he is feeling.
Well, I'm feeling a bit apprehensive, not so much for myself, but the fact that I can infect my patients without even myself knowing that I've got the virus, or infecting my family or friends. So that's my major concern, is the limited capacity for testing that we have right now. So, you know, as you know, with this virus, you can be perfectly well, and yet you are a carrier, so you can infect other people. So that's my major concern. I mean, I'm taking a lot of precautions, obviously, not just myself, but all my my colleagues. But still, you know, it's with someone that, you know, looks perfectly well in front of you, you know, anything can happen.
And what are you telling your patients in order for them to prepare for what is happening?
I tell them, be prepared. The theme that I'm driving across to all the patients that I've seen is, let's make this virus very, very unwelcome. So we're doing a lot of personal protection stuff, you know, hand wash, don't touch your face, clean the surfaces, clean the doorknobs. If you're sick, feeling unwell, stay at home. We also have a guideline of when you should ring. So they ring first and then we say, okay, you're sick enough, come to the clinic or go to the hospital. So just those little basic stuff that each person can do, that go to their family, the families can do, then those families in the village, they can do it as a village, then as a district, and then as the entire country. So, and I keep telling them that every little person, from a 4-year-old to the 8-year-old, they have a role to play in defeating this virus. Just the basic stuff.
Yeah. I know that here in Australia, it's been hard for some people to explain the seriousness of it. I know that some people are still thinking, you know, it's all hype and stuff like that. So how receptive are people in Samoa to these messages that you've been giving them?
Well, remember, we just finished the measles epidemic. So everyone is on a very, very high alert level. And they are very responsive to the messages we're giving them. Plus, they also are aware of preparedness because we have cyclones every year, earthquakes, tsunamis. So people are sort of kind of used to disasters, and just putting them in a preparatory mode. It's just the role of all the doctors just to keeping the awareness levels really high.
Mm. Because you did work on the front lines for the measles outbreak last year. What did you learn in terms of lessons from the measles outbreak that you don't want to see repeated with coronavirus if or when it comes to Samoa?
Well, I think the big advantage we have now is we know the threats, we know the enemy, and we're getting people prepared mentally and also just get their surroundings prepared. The thing with the measles is, you know, especially us in the private, nobody saw it coming because we weren't aware of the latest level of coverage in the community from the Ministry of Health. So there was not much preparation of the us in the private. But with the coronavirus, the level of awareness is pretty, pretty high. And like today, I mean, there's hardly anyone on the streets and even the shopping center. So I think the message is getting through. Stop moving around and stop going to places where there's a lot of people. So, yeah, I think the message is getting through really, really, really good.
And do you think that those measures that people are undertaking now are in relation to the government announcing the state of emergency and the measures that were put in place for Samoans?
Yeah, I think the government's reaction was also commendable. But I think people realise that this new virus does not have a treatment. So we don't want it to come in because we know very well it will decimate the whole population, especially 30% with diabetics and hypertensives and, you know, gout and all that. So people's awareness levels are pretty high because they realize that once it gets in, there's going to be They all remember, we keep telling about the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic. And just 2 years ago, we celebrated the 100 years of the Spanish flu. So all those things are, you know, in people's back of people's mind. So it's just a matter of us reinforcing and keep making them aware, just to keep that awareness level up.
And obviously, too, people would be aware in terms of testing facilities across the Pacific. I know that there were some suspected cases in Samoa and that those tests had to be sent to Australia and New Zealand. Do you think that that's something else that's playing in the minds of Samoans, that, you know, one, that there is no vaccine and that tests can take a bit longer to get results back, so just to be extra cautious?
I think that also played a big part, because it makes them also aware that the reason why they're testing all these people is because there's high awareness level amongst the health professionals. So they're picking up these people with the suspicious symptoms. So it means the awareness level amongst the frontline workers are pretty high. And for public to be aware that there's a lot of this testing going on and the results are negative, I think just reinforces positive behavior.
And when it comes to the capacity of the Samoan Health Service, do you expect that Samoa will be very reliant on Australia and New Zealand to support the health services there if needed, if this does get out of hand?
Well, that's absolutely the reason why right now we're just pushing prevention. We rely so much on the guys on the border control. But with the government announcement that they cancel all flights from Australia, all flights from Fiji, Tonga, American Samoa, and one flight a week from New Zealand, I think that's a big burden off the health workers. Because we know the external threat has now been minimized. It has not gone to zero. It's been minimized. So it gives us more time to prepare if it gets in. So, yes, we're very happy with the lockdown that government has decided to implement. If Australia and New Zealand keep their border control and control the infection, then it will not enter the Pacific. So we in the Pacific are totally dependent on how effective New Zealand and Australia control and contain the virus. I mean, we can do so much here, but, you know, there's always someone that will slip through the cracks. So our major prayer is that Australia and New Zealand can control and contain the infection, and then everybody here in the Pacific would be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And healthy.
Yes, very important. Well, fingers crossed it stays like that. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it, knowing how busy you are. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Tao Talatasi, Dr. John Adams. He's a paediatrician at the Vitelli Village Clinic. And he was talking there to Talia Olatia.